This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson at the Public Safety Building. Pleased, unfortunately, not under these circumstances, but pleased nonetheless to talk with Galesburg Police Chief David Christensen for a few minutes. Thank you so much for your time.
Sure, Will. Glad to do it.
We wanted to talk to you first about, obviously, the events of this weekend, especially regarding the shooting at the Railroad Days Carnival on Saturday night. In the broad sense, first, what kind of goes into an investigation about this when something like this happens, especially on in a situation like Railroad Days, for instance?
Well, I will tell you that for Railroad Days, we always assign extra officers to patrol the downtown area, including the carnival. And it just so happens that when this incident actually occurred, I had an officer that probably within 100 feet of the incident. So that officer started toward the sound of what he perceived as gunfire and was there within seconds, just in time to see somebody fleeing the scene. At the time, he didn't know it was somebody that had a gun. But so I will tell you that as long as we've had Railroad Days, we've had extra staff on duty in the downtown area.
There was one person, and we were just talking a little bit off the air about Facebook, and unfortunately, I think from what I can gather, some of the information that people posted on their own about this seems to be kind of inaccurate. But one of the things that people said to us was that they knew that there were, say, two officers patrolling the carnival area, and that when the shots were fired, almost instantly more officers kind of flooded the area, and that if all those officers were there to begin with, there wouldn't have been a shooting. One, I can't imagine it's all that practical for you to patrol in such a manner, and I imagine that nothing can completely prevent any sort of a crime from happening, can it?
Keep in mind that Railroad Days is more than just a carnival, and so we did have officers on foot downtown during that time frame. They have the entire downtown area to patrol. So, again, they were within a few seconds from being at the carnival, and it could be that they had just left the carnival. That is on their regular footbeat, as we'll call it, on Saturday and Friday evening. Both evenings we have extra help there in the car at the Railroad Days.
And I imagine that, you know, you could have a million officers covering downtown Galesburg for an event like this, but, you know, you still have to kind of cover the rest of the town too, right?
Right. The officers we would have had downtown over the weekend wouldn't have been the regular city patrol force. We would have an additional to the officers downtown, the officers handling the calls throughout the city.
Let's talk about what happened Saturday night. It looks like it was first noticed, as you mentioned, by an officer around 9:30?
Yes, about time the officer heard the commotion, we also started getting phone calls from people in the area about a disturbance, and it seems it was just that. It started out as a disagreement between two groups that degraded into some sort of a fist fight, and as the information we're getting is that one of the participants in this fight went and retrieved a firearm from a nearby vehicle, and that's when the shots were fired.
Sounds a little bit similar to the incident of Thursday night, except this time shots actually were fired, as you say.
Yes, right. We did have an incident, and in that incident, we did make several arrests here. Looks like we arrested a person, one count of mob action, one count of unlawful use of a weapon. So in this instance, though, there were no shots fired, just an allegation of a weapon displayed.
In regards to this, the Saturday night incident, you are looking for a person of interest?
That's right. Yes, and we're actively looking for the person as we speak, and we'll be seeking an arrest warrant probably this afternoon as well, and that person is Latrell Anthony Patterson.
Fairly young person. Is that kind of what you're seeing in terms of when shots fired, calls and things like that are happening these days?
Well, certainly in this instance, those involved in the scuffle, the fight to begin with, were all approximately the same age, and this individual is 18, so in that age range.
What kind of cause, though, do these incidents give you? I know it's not the first time that we've had an incident happen at Railroad Days, and it's not the first time I've heard people say, oh, well, Railroad Days isn't safe. I'm never going to take myself or my kids or my family there again. What kind of goes through your mind when you hear things like that?
Well, you know, this incident is very unfortunate in that it gives it may give people pause to think that it is unsafe, but we like to contend that, you know, as far as the police department is concerned, we're doing we're assigning extra officers. We want it to be a safe event and a family event, and we realize the carnival is an event that there obviously there are children there. So we make every effort to make it as safe as we, the police, possibly can. And we'll continue. We actively, very actively investigate matters of this nature. Certainly, if we could have, you know, prevented the fight to begin with, that would have been helpful. But this fight didn't necessarily, as we know, or as the information we're getting, start at the carnival. It had started somewhere else, this disagreement that ultimately led to a fight. And it just happened to bring itself to the carnival. The two groups happened to have met there. So
there were a lot of, either videos or photos posted on social media in regards to what people may have seen in the area before. Some of them said they felt pretty scared and fled the scene, and perhaps rightfully so. Did your investigators see any of that in the investigation?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we have found people have come forward with some of those images that we found useful and help identifying those involved. We also had some public video that's intersection video or even video from the public safety building itself that was available that helped identify those involved.
That downtown video, that's relatively new, isn't it?
Yeah, relatively so. You know, there are a lot of what I call public cameras, public video that throughout Galesburg, and we have found that they've proven useful in many cases.
Yeah, I imagine so. So, but I gather that at least in terms of this investigation being ongoing, you're still looking for more help from the public, right?
Always. We're always looking for help for the public. Like I've said all along, that you know, we don't operate in a vacuum, and certainly the members of the general public, witnesses to these kinds of incidents, they're very, very helpful in helping us make arrests and ultimately prosecute individuals involved in these types of incidents.
When a big event like this comes up, what kind of planning goes into how you assign officers and what they do and that sort of thing? And how often does that change? I imagine that's probably a pretty fluid type of a thing, if you will, isn't it?
Right, especially for railroad days. It really depends on the event. I will say that our plan for railroad days, we've had a base plan in place for years, but if we get any intelligence that there's a special need or if we need to ramp up our staffing at a certain location downtown, we certainly will. We're very aware. We have a participant on the Railroad Days Committee that sits in on those meetings, so we are aware of what the Railroad Days Committee is planning for future years or for this year. So we make decisions on how to staff the event based on those plans.
We also had somebody tell us that now they think that Big Bang Boom, which is an event that we put on, is not going to be that safe either. And I know that you think a lot about and plan a lot for that event too, right?
Yes, very much so. Of all the events throughout the year, virtually everybody at the police department works that event. There's very few of us that are off that day. So we ramp our staffing up for that event more than any other throughout the year.
So do we, but that's another discussion for another day. In terms of the overall of railroad days, were these mainly the only two incidents you had, or were there other problems that cropped up over the weekend?
You know, not that I'm aware of at all. I think as railroad days have been in the past, this is a, you know, other than these two incidences, we were a fairly quiet railroad days.
I think that's probably, these two incidents aside, that's ultimately, imagine, what you hope for, right?
Absolutely. Every year we hope for quiet. This is our special event season. We go back-to-back from Railroad Days to 4th of July, almost back-to-back.
I'm almost out of time, but is there anything else about this or anything that happened this weekend or thoughts you have that might help the public here, if you will?
Well, we appreciate the public's help in this incident specifically, but anytime there's a criminal act or an act that the police needs to investigate, we absolutely rely on the public's help in these matters. So We're going to pursue this case. Hopefully we'll make an arrest today or very soon in this matter. And
we trust you'll let us know as soon as that arrest is made.
We certainly will.
Police Chief David Christensen, thank you so much. I do appreciate your time. Again, I'm sorry it's under these circumstances, but it's always good to talk with you.
Good to talk to you, Will.
We should note, by the way, that if you do have information, you can call Galesburg Police at 343-9151 or the Galesburg Area Crime Stoppers hotline, which is 344-0044. Or toll-free 1-888-266-0044. You can also use your cell phone. Text the word Galesburg plus your tip to the number 274-637. Again, 274-637. Text Galesburg and your trip to that number, and police will get it. And everything is confidential. Stay tuned. Sports is coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News at WGIL.